It's time. Unfinished business. There are many people lying in their graves whose business still remains unfinished. People who never got around to doing what they actually wanted to do in life or bring closure on certain issues. They probably died with a few regrets and disappointments. Don't be one of them. Unfinished business is a reference made to things that are still outstanding, usually in relationships. They could be business related, such as a debt not repaid, or in personal relationships, a kindness not returned, an apology not made, forgiveness not rendered. Anything that would make the soul feel not at peace. Finishing unfinished business isn't for the faint-hearted. It takes a great deal of inner work and reflection, a certain amount of humility and determination. This need to clear things arises from the realization that, as Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius once said, a wrongdoer is often one who has left something undone, not always someone who has done something. How many of us wish that we had another chance at putting right our wrongs, or doing what we should have done in our floundering marriage, friendship feuds or disputes at work before it was too late? Well, next time, instead of thinking about it, just do it. Bite the bullet and take that last step. Let it be known that we cannot make the excuse that not finishing the unfinished is the fault of the other party. Even if it appears that they are to blame, actually the root cause is often deeper. In many cases, it will also be about finishing the unfinished within the self. Check, are you having too many expectations? Are you complicating the issue? Are you owning your own stuff? It is because we are not complete inside that a lot of our issues arise. We go to fix the neighbor's garden when our own needs tending to. Somehow it's easier to try and fix others than to deal with what's on our own doorstep. Likewise, we need to finish our own unfinished business before sticking our noses in someone else's. We have to come to terms with our own shortcomings and be at peace with the outcome of our decisions. Every day I'm responsible for opening accounts and closing them on a karmic level. Even in a literal sense, if I've opened a bank account, then only I can close it with my own signature. No one can close it for me. So too, let us accept this responsibility for bringing closure to a situation rather than avoiding what is our task to do, or alternatively waiting for someone else to do it. Do we always get everything right the first time around? Of course not. So let us accept with humility our omission and try again. Marcus Aurelius also said, "Time is a sort of river of passing events, and strong is its current. No sooner is a thing brought to sight than it is swept by and another takes its place, and this too will be swept away." So finish every issue before the moment is missed, before it's too late to catch the current, and in this way we live the moment. Have no reason for regrets, and we make space for the flow of life to continue as it should. The main reason for closure is to bring peace, harmony, kindness, and sweetness back into our lives. Bitter people are not bitter just because of today. They have chosen to accumulate the bitterness over time. An example of this: if you squeeze an orange, do you get carrot juice from it? No, you get only orange juice. If a CD has Celine Dion tracks, can you hear Bob Dylan? No. Whatever is inside will emerge on the outside. Finish your unfinished business by only remembering and retaining the good memories, or by turning the not so good news into good news. In that way, you will be a happier person and not one with bitterness and regrets. It's time to close some accounts and to carry forward sweet memories, to move into the future with peace of mind. Om Shanti.